But ultimately, the reason the city and the county were at odds today had much less to do with what was voted on in this meeting and more to do with their competing negotiating positions in the bankruptcy process.
That's South Carolina Senator Wes Clymer, who is trying to wrap up a very eventful RFATS meeting on Friday. The Rock Hill Fort Mill Area Transportation Society voted to use $10 million in public money to pave roads near the failed Carolina Panthers headquarters in Rock Hill. The funds would be allocated from another project to go towards the Panthers interchange. Initially, however, the roads were to be funded by the organization in Charlotte. Much discussion was had amongst many local leaders, mainly city and county, regarding the topic. One of the big detractors was County Councilman Tom Audette.
It's caught up in legal activity right now. No activity should have been slid over. This is taxpayer money. This is $10 million of guide share money that is used for road projects, such as widening of roads and other projects that had already been allocated to. To move it over to this Panther property to pave these roads is not right. It's not right.
Rock Hill Mayor John Geddes was pretty adamant himself, being in favor of the vote, saying this road needs to be completed one way or another, and the process has to move forward.
So today gives us the opportunity to start that process so that after the ownership is resolved, we won't then be behind the curve, because that interchange will be ready in the spring, and we need to make sure it's fully operational when it opens.
York County Councilman Joel Hamilton, who saw validity in both arguments Friday, said that the discussion still has to be had sooner than later, regardless of the bankruptcy and litigation involving the Panthers, city, and the county.
What we know is that the taxpayers of South Carolina across the state have funded an interchange that right now doesn't connect to anything. And not only is that a shameful waste of taxpayer dollars, it's also a blight and a joke upon this community because, frankly, we haven't been able to yet resolve it.
Along with Audette, TKK Mayor Chris Gray and Lancaster County Councilman Brian Carnes all voted against the allocation. The decision on the road still requires final approval after a 30-day public comment period.